On Thursday, the U.S. announced tariffs on tea equal to duties charged by tea exporting countries. In 2024, America imported approximately $522 million worth of tea, making it the second largest tea importer globally, behind Pakistan at $707 million and ahead of Russia at $488 million. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters that, quote, reciprocal tariffs, end quote, would apply to all goods from any country trading with the U.S. Virtually every tea-growing nation erects trade barriers to protect domestic producers. Tariffs of 10%, 20%, or even 100% are not uncommon. India, for example, levies 100% basic customs duty, charges an integrated goods and services tax of 5%, and a social welfare surcharge of 10% on tea imports, more than doubling the cost for importers. The rates apply to both green and black teas, whether flavored or not. Final bound duties vary significantly by product, ag versus non-ag, for example, and destination. Coffee, tea, cocoa, and spices average 128.1% in India. There are no duty-free exceptions. Visit the World Trade Organization, WTO.org, to download a PDF listing tariffs for every member country. The United States exports relatively small quantities of tea, valued at $79 million in 2024. Canada is the most important destination for U.S. tea, importing $34.4 million in 2024, followed by the United Arab Emirates at $4.5 million, Japan at $3.7 million, Mexico at $3.3 million, and Saudi Arabia at $2.7 million. Germany, Australia, China, South Korea, and the Philippines import U.S. tea valued at between $1.5 million and $2.5 million. The Trump administration will negotiate rates to match those of exporters. Quote, on trade, I have decided for purposes of fairness that I will charge a reciprocal tariff, meaning whatever countries charge the United States of America, we will charge them. No more, no less, President Trump told reporters February 13th. The directive stopped short of imposing fresh tariffs. Business Insight. This is a developing story. The impact on the world's 60,000 registered tea exporters and 64,000 tea buyers is challenging to assess, but likely significant. Many countries that export tea to the United States will lower tariffs for U.S. buyers to avoid paying the onerous rates they charge importers. Essentially, each rate will be established bilaterally. It will require weeks or months of investigations to evaluate levies imposed on U.S. goods by other trading partners. Priority targets appear to include China, Japan, South Korea, and the European Union, each critical to the tea trade. Investors this week rewarded GoodMe, China's number two bubble tea brand, with a hefty valuation. But it soon faded. Guoming Holdings founder Yunnan Wang ended Wednesday 1.1 billion richer following an initial public offering on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange that valued his company at $233 million USD. Guoming hoped to get $10 a share, a valuation greater than HK 20 billion. But the initial share price declined by 6.4% on opening day. Share prices peaked at $9.94 Hong Kong, then quickly slid to $8.30 at one point before stabilizing around Hong Kong 9, about $1 per share, or roughly 10% below expectations. Wang launched GoodMe after graduating from college in 2010. The business was located near the Myanmar border in Daxi, a third-tier city of 200,000. The company has since opened nearly 10,000 storefronts in small towns in 17 provinces across China, where competition is less fierce than the metropolises. Research quoted in the IPO documents estimated the company holds a 9.1% share of market, which is expected to grow to $71 billion in 3 years. Bubble tea sales were $9.5 billion in 2018. Wang is the sixth bubble tea billionaire and not likely the last. Each IPO has followed a funding pattern built on high expectations. The fundamentals are enticing, as nearly two-thirds of Chinese consumers drink bubble tea at least 3 times a month. 1/4 consume these new style teas weekly. Milk and fruit teas are high-margin beverages that competitors quickly undercut, so the investment strategy has encouraged rapid expansion with the expectation consolidation will follow. When bubble tea brand Chai Badao debuted, the couple who founded the brand reported a combined net worth of $2.7 billion before a spate of price wars and new recipes that feature fresh fruit, boba, whipped cheese, and sweetened milk. Chai Badao fell by 27% on its first day of trading in April last year following a 330 million share sale. The stock is now down by 45%, according to VN Express. Business Insight. Bubble tea brand Meishua is next in line for an IPO following a 2-year public offerings lull encouraged by regulators. The company now operates 45,000 outlets worldwide, including 40,000 in China. Undaunted by its predecessor's past performance, the company seeks to raise Hong Kong $1 billion. Researchers at Anhui Agricultural University report new insights into the production of theanine, an amino acid unique to tea and essential to the biological processes that determine tea quality. Their study, published in the peer-reviewed journal Horticulture Research, quote, sheds new light on the genetic regulation of theanine metabolism in tea plants. This research systematically investigates the role of specific genes and transcription factors in determining theanine accumulation, end quote. Anhui Agriculture University plant biologist Manman Chung writes that, quote, it is well documented that theanine accumulation is strongly influenced by factors such as seasons, development, and environmental influences. However, molecular mechanisms responsible for theanine biosynthesis and degradation are yet to be elucidated, end quote. Their study offers novel insights into the molecular basis of tea plant biology. Theanine is a signature tea component, shaping its umami taste and influencing its health benefits. Synthesis of this unique non-proteinogenic amino acid, mainly in the plant's roots, is a dynamic process influenced by environmental factors and plant development stages. The chemical is transported to young leaves where it stores nitrogen. During leaf maturation, theanine levels decrease progressively from younger to older leaves. According to Dr. Jun Sun, also from Anhui University, understanding the sophisticated genetic control mechanism governing theanine metabolism opens new possibilities. Quote, this study's implications extend further beyond fundamental plant science to practical applications in the tea industry. By modulating the expression of a key enzyme and its target genes, scientists and breeders could develop tea cultivars with enhanced theanine content, improving flavor and health benefits. This research deepens our understanding of plant metabolic regulation and offers a sustainable, science-driven approach to advancing tea cultivation and quality enhancement in the future.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.